This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister says switching to the Caribbean Court of Justice will enable more Jamaicans access to their right of appeal. Climate change policy and action plan to be tabled this month, and Education Ministry to strengthen student performance among boys. The news in detail after the break.
Are you an aspiring entrepreneur or existing business owner and need business support? Don't miss the opportunity to strengthen and grow your business at the All Island Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Car Park, 68 Great George Street, South Lamar, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Register new businesses, get information on financing opportunities, plus free business workshops and networking opportunities. Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB South Lamar, powered by JBDC, Nissan, NCB, DBJ, Columbus Business Solutions, Fair Trading Commission, ACCA, TVJ, and The Gleaner.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says switching to the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, will enable over 99% of Jamaicans to access their right of appeal. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says a number of Jamaicans are currently unable to appeal unsatisfactory verdict to the UK-based Privy Council. She adds that making the CCJ Jamaica's final appellate court provides a solution to this issue.
What these bills seek to do is to enable over 99% of the citizens of Jamaica to exercise a right that they have not been able to exercise for almost 200 years. It is a right that they were denied because of their circumstance in life. They could not afford to exercise that right. History and circumstances have now placed the power and duty in our hands by our vote to empower our fellow citizens in that respect.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller closed the debate on the CCJ bills in Parliament Tuesday. In the meantime, the House of Representatives is to decide on April 28 if Jamaica should replace the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council with the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ. Members of Parliament will vote on three pieces of legislation. These are an act to make provisions for the implementation of the agreement establishing the Caribbean Court of Justice, an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica to provide for the replacement of appeals to the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final appellate court, and an act to amend the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act. The bills require a two-thirds majority in both houses of parliament to secure their passage. The Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan will be tabled in the House of Representatives this month. The Policy and Action Plan has been in development since 2012 and outlines strategies to be implemented to effectively respond to the impacts and challenges associated with climate change. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the ministry continues to create and modify relevant policies and programs to effectively respond to climate change.
A new public education awareness campaign will be coming online shortly to complement previous campaigns, including those successfully completed under the EU UNEP GOJ Risk Reduction Project in 2012.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking Tuesday at the media launch of Research Days 2015 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus. He adds that a climate change focal point network has been launched with representation from all government ministries, selected departments and agencies. Five officers within the network have been trained in the use of the climate change risk management tool with the support of the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center. And the Education Ministry says it will be paying keen attention to student performance among boys in an effort to strengthen their academic competences and improve literacy skills. Speaking with senior journalists at a recent meeting, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites noted that in the last year, 68.6% of boys attained mastery in literacy, compared with 86.4% of girls during the same period. The minister says several strategies will be implemented to address the gap.
Measures inclusive of extra periods on the timetable, extra classes during the days, and the provision of additional resource materials to the schools are being implemented to address the deficit. Additionally, we are implementing project-based types of activities that will stimulate the boys' learning, thereby allowing them to grasp the concepts being taught.
Areas of emphasis to improve literacy skills among boys will also include word recognition, writing tasks, and reading comprehension. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.